Title: DJSS Approach. Drive a tambourine layer in Ableton Live 12 using Session View to Arrangement View. Hi, in this lesson I'll show you a DJSS approach to driving a tambourine layer in Ableton Live 12, using Session View Performance and recording that performance into Arrangement View. This is a beginner-friendly, vocals-aware workflow for creating a punchy, moving tambourine part for drum and bass. Lesson Overview. You'll build a two-layer tambourine setup, a clean layer and a driven layer, using Sampler or Drum Rack. Create an effect rack with mapped macros to add harmonic drive and movement. Set up Session View clips and follow actions for variation. Perform and tweak parameters live, and record the whole performance into Arrangement View to edit and comp. What you will build: a two-layer tambourine track, clean and driven. An audio effect rack using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices: saturator, drum bus, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, sends for reverb and delay. Session View clip variations with follow actions for dynamic changes. A recorded arrangement take of your session performance, ready to edit. Step-by-step walkthrough. Follow the DJSS phrase. Energetic, clip-based Session View performance to drive the tam, then commit it to arrangement. A. Prepare the tambourine sources. Start a new live set and set the tempo to your DNB tempo, typically 170 to 175 BPM. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Replace one or two pads with tambourine samples using Sampler. Make two pads or two parallel tracks. Pad A is clean, pad B is drive. Having separate layers gives you independent processing and clearer contrast. B. Make clips and rhythmic variations in Session View. In Session View, create four clips per track, for example a one-bar loop, a two-bar loop, a four-bar loop, and a short half-bar accent or stutter clip. Program 16th note or offbeat patterns that emphasize offbeats and rolling subdivisions common in DJSS-style percussion. Name clips clearly, for example a clean 16, B drive 16, C fill, D quiet, and set clip launch quantes to 1/16 or 1/8 for tight launches. C. Build an effect rack for driving the tambourine on the tam track. Create an audio effect rack with two main chains. Chain 1. Clean. EQ8 with a high pass around 200 Hz, utility for slight width, and a gentle compressor. Chain 2. Drive. Saturator first set to a soft curve or analog clip. Drive around 410 dB, drum bus for character and transient shaping, glue compressor for glue, plus an EQ8 to emphasize 26 kHz shimmer. Map device parameters to macros. Macro 1 maps saturator drive and drum bus saturation as drive amount. Macro 2 controls tone, EQ high gain. Macro 3 controls a wet send level for reverb or delay. Macro 4 maps the chain selector so you can switch between clean, blend, and drive quickly. D. Create returns for spatial movement and more drive. Create two return tracks. Return A, a plate reverb device. Return B, an echo or delay device. Keep dry/wet low to start. Map the track send A or send B levels to the effect rack macros so, when you increase drive you can also open the reverb or delay for extra space. E. Performance control. MIDI mapping and follow actions. Map macro 1 drive amount to a physical knob or MIDI CC for real-time control. Map clip launch buttons to your controller or keyboard for fast triggering. For hands-off movement, use follow actions on clips. Example, set a clip to follow to the next clip after one bar, or a short clip to follow back to create fills. This gives evolving patterns that you can ride and capture. F. Live performance in Session View. The DJSS approach begin in a quieter section with a clean clip S and the drive macro low. To drive the tambourine and cut through the mix, gradually raise macro 1 and macro 3 and either launch drive clips or switch the chain selector to the drive chain. Accent bars by launching short fill or stutter clips. Add subtle sidechain. Place a compressor after the effect rack and sidechain it to the kick, or use drum bus ducking so the tam breathes around the kick and bass. J. Record your Session View performance into Arrangement View. Arm Arrangement Record by enabling the Global Record button. Then perform your clip launches and macro moves in Session View. Live will write clip launches and automation into Arrangement View. When you finish, stop recording and switch to Arrangement. You'll find recorded clips and automation lanes for the macros. Trim and consolidate as needed. H. Final polish in Arrangement View. Fix any timing issues by nudging or quantizing clip starts. Use clip envelopes or arrangement automation to smooth macro curves or create precise stepped increases for dramatic moments. Group the tambourine with other percussion and route it to a drum bus. Apply light glue or multiband compression on the bus to sit it into the mix. Common mistakes to avoid: driving too much low end. Always high pass the TAM at around 200-400 Hz before saturation to avoid mud. Overusing reverb. Keep reverb sends conservative. Use send return so the reverb is shared and controlled. Forgetting to arm global record. If you don't record, your live macro moves won't be captured into arrangement. Clip launch timing mismatch. Set clip launch quantize to 1/16 or 1/8 to match your patterns. Layer transient overload. Two full attack TAM samples can clip. Use utility gain, slight fades, or transient control in drum bus. Pro tips: use the chain selector to switch instantly between subtle and aggressive characters. It's a fast DJ-style flavor change. Automate the drive macro to a stepped curve for bar-by-bar changes if you don't want to ride it manually. Boost the driven chain around 2-6 kHz for shimmer that cuts through snares and hats. Nudge one layer by 10-30 ms or detune by 1-3 semitones for separation and a rolling feel. Resample the driven TAM to audio once you commit. Freeze CPU and makes destructive edits easier. Use drum bus distortion and transient controls to add grit with more control than a saturator alone. Mini practice exercise. 16 bar performance 1. Load a TAM sample into drum rack with two pads. Clean and heavy. 2. Create 4 clips in session view. Clean 4 bar, dry 4 bar, fill 1 bar, drop 2 bar. 3. Build an effect rack with saturator, drum bus, EQ 8 and map drive amount to macro 1 and reverb send to macro 2. 4. Set a follow action. Drive 4 bar right arrow next after 4 bars to move to fill 1 bar. 5. Map macro 1 to a MIDI knob. 6. Arm arrangement record. Start clean 4 bar. After 8 bars increase macro 1 and launch drive 4 bar. Trigger fill 1 bar on bar 13 and record the performance into arrangement. 7. In arrangement. Trim and consolidate the best 8 bars and listen with drums and bass. Adjust drive automation as needed. Recap: you've learned the DJSS approach in Lift 12. Build clean and driven TAM layers. Make an effect rack with saturator, drum bus and EQ. Map macros for drive and send control. Use session view clips and follow actions to perform dynamic patterns. Then record that performance into arrangement view for editing. Keep the TAM high passed. Automate drive tastefully and group with drums for a powerful DNB groove. A few final coach notes: choose contrasting samples for clean and driven layers. Contrast is key to instant character changes. Use small stereo offsets and tiny timing nudges for separation without losing punch. When mapping multiple parameters to one macro, set sensible min and max ranges so the macro produces balanced results. Put EQ high pass before the saturator and use a post-drive subtractive EQ if the drive gets harsh. To reliably capture automation, enable arrangement record and automation arm, and be aware that clip envelopes can override device automation. Use follow actions to create evolving patterns while keeping one anchor loop running. That's it. Rehearse the performance a few times, record a couple of takes, comp the best parts, and you'll have a lively tambourine part that moves the track exactly when you want it to.